I'm Sean McCormick, and this is Optimal Performance.
All right, let's dive right in. So here is three free hacks for helping your digestion. For those of you who've been listening for a very long time, this style of episode, these little short episodes with three free things that you can do to help yourself to be more optimal, this is different. Usually, I do at least 1 hour episodes with experts, authors, doctors, researchers, thought leaders all over the world. But in this episode, I'm going to share with you three free hacks that really helped me with my leaky gut, which many of us have, which is due to glyphosate. You know, so much of the food that we eat is terrible for our stomachs. It's terrible for our digestion because it's covered in pesticides and herbicides. And so we have to do what we can to help our digestion. You know, if you are distracted by stomach discomfort or trips to the bathroom or not enough trips to the bathroom, try these three free hacks to help your digestion and your tummy will feel a lot better. So let's start with the simplest one. Number one, don't drink water while you eat. Don't drink water while you eat. And there are a million reasons why this is a good idea. Number one, when we are eating, our mouths create saliva that help us digest our food. And if you are drinking water in between each bite or washing it down, you know, at the end of the meal or drinking water before the meal, what you're doing is you are washing away that really important digestive saliva. So start today. It takes a little bit of getting used to, I'll admit that. But if you just stop drinking water while you're eating, all of that saliva, all of those digestive enzymes that are coming out of your mouth will help you break down food better. It will help nutrient absorption while you digest that food, and it will make you have a better understanding of your satiation level. So if you're drinking a whole bunch of water, you're not sure if you're full of water or full of food, so just don't drink water and do your digestion a huge service. Of course, this goes for other beverages. Whether it's milk, who drinks milk with food? Not me. Don't drink any liquids at all while you're eating. Don't do it before and don't do it after. Give your body's natural digestive enzymes a chance to digest the food that you're eating. So that's the first thing. And this is a game changer, really. Number two, and this one is really simple and straightforward. Some of you probably already know this hack already, but when you are eating your food, what you want to do is you want to start with the vegetables first. You know, of course, unless you're carnivore and you don't eat vegetables, the fiber that you eat from a salad or from tubers like, you know, potatoes or something like that, when you eat that fiber first, it goes to work and starts to digest early first. So you're creating sort of a base layer of fiber that will help break down the rest of your meal. From there, you're going to want to eat protein and then any carbs that you have. So this is a really simple thing, and you can actually kick this up a notch if you want to add fermented foods, which will help with digestion. Then I would start with there. So if you are a fan of kimchi or sauerkraut or even pickles, I would start with those sorts of foods first. Start with the sauerkraut and salad. Eat all of that first. You know, I think your mom was right when she told you to eat your vegetables first, because what it does is it actually helps you digest the rest of the meal. It's a huge thing. It ensures that you eat the vegetables first, which are obviously rich in nutrients, but it actually helps you digest at a much better rate than if you start with the protein. This third hack, which is very simple and very straightforward, and yet so few of us are actually really diligent about this, is to eat mindfully. Now, what this means is when you eat, don't be looking at your phone. Don't be watching TV. You know, there's nothing worse for you than sitting and watching TV and just shoveling chips into your face while you're watching shows in the evening time. When you are doing that, you are disconnected from this process of nourishment. You know, when you think about like monks in Asia who are eating, they take a lot of time. They go really slow. They chew each bite 20 times before they swallow. And there is really something to this. When you eat mindfully, you slow down a little bit, you actually are chewing more thoroughly. And what that does is it alerts your body that you are nourishing it. And this is maybe simple and straightforward, but it means a lot. If you are eating slowly and mindfully, you know, putting the food on the fork, putting the fork to your mouth, chewing thoroughly and swallowing, you're actually changing your state. You're not distracted. You're not focused on other things. Really, the only things that you should be focused on while you're eating is talking with your loved ones. You know, at my house, we are very serious about getting together and eating around the table every night that we can. Some nights, we, you know, there's sports and stuff like that and engagements. But when you sit and you're chit-chatting about your day, you're sharing, you're fellowshipping, you're eating mindfully. You're going slow and intentionally and thinking about how this food is actually nourishing your body, which will help with digestion. You can actually think of this as a form of meditation. You know, for really practiced meditators, it's not just a seated practice. It's not just sitting there and going over your mantra or doing your breathing while you're sitting quietly and in full lotus posture. You can enhance your digestion by being in a meditative state, in a mindful state, being aware of the present moment with every single bite. And it's actually more pleasurable. You know, a nice long seated dinner sounds pretty good, right? Especially when you're sharing it with people that you really love. And when you slow down and eat mindfully, you can drastically affect your digestion. And there's two other elements to this. One, while you are relaxed and you are focused on just the present moment, eating and sharing, you're actually releasing endorphins, which are positive to your entire body, but especially to your digestion. And when you understand the importance of your gut health and your digestion with everything else that you do in life, how you think, how you focus, how you exercise, you'll know that releasing those endorphins while you're eating and sharing a meal with others, if you can, it's a huge benefit, and it really can't be understated. It's huge. The other element to this is we tend to overeat. I love food a lot. I know you do too. And when you're eating and in a mindful way, you'll be more aware of when you're full. If you're going slow and intentionally, you'll realize like, oh my gosh, I needed about 80% of what I normally eat. So you are less likely to overeat and feel crappy afterward if you're eating in a mindful way. So that's it for today. Those are the three free hacks for boosting your digestion. You got to eat, so you might as well optimize it every single meal. When you can, of course, you know, you're going to be hurried. You're going to grab an apple on the way out the door or whatever. But if you can employ these three things, your digestion will improve and so will your performance. All right, that's it for me. You can always find me on Instagram at RealSeanMcCormick. You can always find me at SeanMcCormick.com. And if you haven't yet, go to SeanMcCormick.com and sign up for What's Up Wednesday. It's a 5-bullet-point newsletter every single Wednesday, even though I missed last week between you and me. In the 5 bullet points, it includes an inspirational quote that I've pulled from, you know, some relevant thinker, philosopher, some poignant little note that will send you on your day halfway through the week. Number 2 is a link to this week's episode, to whatever the podcast episode is for this week. Number 3 is a health headline, something that came up in culture, something that came up in the headlines that I think you should know about. Number 4 is a discount on some biohacking equipment or gear or supplement that I've tested myself and tested with my coaching clients that I think you're going to love. And number 5, which is always a fun one, is a conspiracy that you should know. Not a conspiracy theory, but an actual conspiracy, something that is happening where people are conspiring together, because it does happen, shared with you, a conspiracy that you should know. That's What's Up Wednesday. Go ahead and sign up. I think you'd love it. And it's short. It's about 3 minutes to read, and it's packed with information. So go ahead and sign up there. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for continuing to listen to the Optimal Performance Podcast. This is episode 475. No, this is more. I don't even know what episode this is, but enjoy, and I'll see you next week.